today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What do you do for her?
Me?
Yes.
If there's
what I'm saying.
If there's a repair, I take care of it.
Okay. Number three. What's the third thing?
When she's hungry, I feed her.
Oh, you know what the show constant tomorrow is. We can update. What's that?
Pony
boy.
Yeah.
That's right. I
sure.
am the favorite.
Yeah.
I
absolutely.
Am.
Yeah. Yeah. If you only knew.
Yeah. America's
hanging
favorite.
On with your fingernails.
He's the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The heartbeat of the show.
The pulse. The lifeblood.
Oh, my God. Someone said to me at one point, I heard this quote. I don't want to have children. And somebody said, well, why is that? And the person said, I don't think I'm ready for that much ingratitude. Isn't that a great line? And it's true.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in Chico, California, Mobile, Alabama, Yarmouth, Maine, Rosemary Beach, Florida, Rochester, New York, and Kumasi, Ghana. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're happy to be with you. And I have been unsettled in my own studio since my son took it over as his gaming room. He has a new passion.
You let him, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I let him.
Yeah.
There's just no... I live in a... it's small. There's no space.
I know.
There's no space here. And then I'm a little frazzled at Mrs. O'Mara, who said to me this morning, can you take the dogs out, like 1 minute ago?
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going on the air. And she said, no, I thought you started at 9:30. I said, no, I don't start at 9:30. What's going on? And then my son said, Dad, you're not working this week. I said, what? Why is everybody disrespecting what I do for a living today? I don't
understand what's
going on.
You know when they don't disrespect it, Mike, when the mortgage isn't paid.
It's just silly.
They're like, oh,
it's
what silly. Happened to Dad? All that waka, 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 waka. Oh, that and paid then, for this.
And I thought weird. Because I brought in my Santa mug today.
You'd be happy.
My wonderful Santa mug that says Believe.
Believe.
It is, by the way, my favorite mug, both size and everything else. I put 14 ounces of Kirkland's Best Coffee in here with my oat milk creamer and my monk fruit sweetening. And then I spilled some of that on my shirt, which is very disturbing. And you can't see it because the microphone's in the way. But now you can see it.
I saw the spill. It wasn't like the Exxon Valdez, because that was like a puncture and then boom.
It out of the shot.
It was more like what was that pipeline that was busted in the middle of the Gulf?
Do you remember? I think it was
in the middle
the
of
BP,
the
right? It,
yeah, but it was more like a BP.
BP.
Yeah, because it started leaking out of the mug right onto your chest.
So we're here, and we're very, very happy to be with you on this Thursday, and it's a very, very interesting time in our world. Yeah. And it's
day four, Rob's still alive.
I haven't gotten an update on Rob. I didn't speak to any of the Spiewaks yesterday. Did you?
I reached out, but I figured they're with family, maybe visiting and such, so I have not had a word back. This, I will say, though, Pony and I, because we're diligent, and you talk about a support system. I said to Pony, I want Rob to worry about nothing. Let's break into his corporate email and make sure that we unsubscribe him from the Jelly of the Month Club. Did that. Mm-hmm. Then we went to Ham of the Week,
what
unsubscribed there.
What are you talking about?
For a healthier life. But then we were looking for updated copy notes.
You're the reason people speculate online, you know. You say something like that, the Jelly of the Month Club. That's what it
well,
is.
Well, we wanted to cleanse his email. And then we also went to our advertiser to see what updated copy was coming through, because that's what Rob does. And we didn't want Rob to work from home. We wanted him to rest.
Was he planning on working from home?
I don't know, but I was
I mean,
to
was
get...
he planning? I didn't give him any indication
no, we said,
that he
we
was
said you,
required
the,
to do anything
the week
even
off.
From home.
You've got everything off. You the checks
well, no, he's,
stay
yeah,
the same.
Pay attention to your health. That's
exactly.
What the message is.
Excuse me.
What's Hold on.
We have a young astronaut.
This is my son's passion, by the way.
Oh, that's Fortnite. A Nintendo DS.
I don't want to show anything. Congrats. What did you hit? What did you do? Another Victory Royale.
God
Lots
bless.
Of Victory Royales with Austin. Oh, his new best friend, yes. Austin.
Yeah.
They are, look, I'm doing a lot of stuff with my son out of doors. Yes. I'm taking him out every single day. We've done that every week. I have not
Wilderness
played
walks.
Any golf with my mates this week because I am daddy day. Meanwhile, Mrs. O'Mara is out slaying the dragon and getting her done. And I'm very proud of her with that as well. And I have not regretted one single minute of my time after this show, spending it with my son. But I will tell you that at a certain point, the entire day for him, when he's on break, this is not going to be happening when he's back in school, but while he's on break, a massive portion of his day is dedicated to this game, Fortnite.
Oh, of course.
I don't know. Pony, you know anything about that game?
I know it's a very popular, I think it's a first-person shooter, and kids love it. There's,
open
there's
world.
All sorts of loot, and it's just a fun game.
Mike, that is his true
passion. Addict.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, let me ask you about, I'm not going to ask you, Oscar, because you don't have kids, but I mean, you know about
it.
You know about these games. You know about the video game thing. He's sharing this with a kid that's down the street in another neighborhood, and I know this kid's parents, they're good people, very, very nice people, and but I do think about that, and I hear about it, and I read about it. I mean, used to play Army. We
deal.
Used to play. It's not a big deal,
thing.
Right?
When
I don't want him.
He's not playing Leisure Suit Larry.
I mean, I will tell you that getting a base hit in baseball or hitting a golf ball down the middle or getting a 100 on one of his tests does not elicit the same passionate response that I got a couple of nights ago. Remember that that Soundtown clip that I played of the kid on Minecraft when he came busting into his mother playing piano? I got the same thing just the other night when he came around the corner and he went, I got a victory royale, whatever a victory royale
is. It's all about
is.
Balance. I don't know. May I get back to Rob Spiewak now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just, want to update the world on our friend.
Rob is home.
Yes. And
I haven't bothered him.
The communication, because I don't want to stress him out either, was with Pony and I. Okay, we found a couple to-dos that Rob would usually do, so we start getting on them. And Pony gets home, and then now, I call him, like, hey, what about this? Let's make sure we get this done today. And he's like, Rob already did it. He emailed it over. And then I said, how do you know? He goes, because he texted me. What did you get from Rob, Ponyboy Matt Bloom?
Oh, yesterday I sent him a text just checking in to see how he's doing and say hi and that we miss him.
Hi,
here.
It's me.
Yeah.
Pony.
So, was that the first time you'd texted him?
Since he went into the hospital.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Yes.
Now that he's in the clear.
So anyways, Oscar and I were, we were snooping through his mailbox and we canceled his, bacon box or whatever.
Yeah,
and
the bacon box.
Yeah. So, he sends
what
me
is
a
this
text.
Jelly of the month and bacon box? What are you
and
talking
we
about?
We want him to be healthy.
Yeah. So
I know, but you're joking, right? There's no real thing coming through that's like a bad food thing for him, right?
No, the
and
only
by the
thing
way,
I saw
we're
was.
We're not respecting privacy when we're making jokes like this.
Oh, I think we are.
No, we're not. No. So the jokes are, is there really something coming in that you canceled?
No.
Thank you.
We let him have his meat of the month.
All right. This is the area where I'm not connected. So you have to remember you're talking to somebody that doesn't know what's going
on. Do you think that man's going to wait a week for the jelly of the week? No, he's going to go to the store and buy the jelly.
Stop it, please. So what happened, Pony?
So I sent him a text, and he sent me a text a little bit later saying, oh, thanks for checking in. It means a lot. And then he sent immediately.
Did he say how he was feeling, Pony?
He did not say how he was feeling. He said it was nice of you to check in. And then he said, by the way, I sent over some updated copy. I said, wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Look at this guy. Well, he's just
one less thing for
right
you to do.
It's not amazing.
He's getting at it.
It's not like he's digging a ditch.
He's coming back.
I know he's coming back.
Crazy.
Eventually.
I mean,
less friction.
All right. If we're going to be honest here, since we didn't have this discussion, we've had discussions prior to the show.
Yes.
Almost every day of the week. We haven't done it
today.
We've
got zero information.
Because I came in and you and Pony were talking about some behind the scenes thing that I knew nothing about. And now I'm getting on the show and you're talking about dealing with Rob and all that. And you said you reached out yesterday?
Yes.
Oscar?
But in fairness, I think he reached back out to Pony. Maybe he thought it was me. But he talked to Pony instead of me about the deal. I said, don't worry about
it. So
anything
you had no contact with the Spiewak yesterday?
No.
And I did not either.
Yes, correct.
2 days ago,
yeah,
I did.
But
Pony was the only one, and Pony didn't get an update on how he's feeling.
It's his first day home. I didn't want to. I'm sure he's got visitors and
yesterday
stuff.
Yesterday was his first day home.
Oh, no, the second full day home. I didn't want to inundate him with work stuff. You know?
Well, no, I mean, I'm not talking about work.
Yeah,
I'm talking
about
I think I do. I certainly, the only time I spoke with Rob was when he called me and he sounded very tired. And so I didn't call him yesterday, but I'm always curious as to where things are. So we have no information, correct? We have no,
we have no third party information, except I looked at our overall downloads. Because I didn't know if there was going to be a pop, you know, for this drama with Pony. And there wasn't much of a dent. I was actually disappointed.
You mean a dent or a pop?
A pop. Or
like
a dent.
Like increased downloads?
Yeah, there wasn't much of that. And there wasn't, worst case scenario.
Good news.
You got to game this out. If I was like, are we going to lose some audience?
So there there was no loss of audience.
If he's a factor, right?
That's horrible. That is the cruelest thing you've
done.
Well,
I'm not
going
to lie to you. I just wanted to look at the numbers.
No, but I don't think that a person being off the show would
it's a great story arc. Maybe some intrigue?
I don't get that sense when I'm going on social media.
There's not intrigue.
No. I think that people like to speculate, and they know that Rob probably had some underlying health issues.
I was expecting like a 50%. I was like, oh, this is going to be a monster week.
Really?
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
No.
I think that speaks to you and I doing the show without him.
Is that in a good way or a bad way?
I don't know. You saying we didn't get any...
We held the audience.
I'm getting this...
We
I'm
held the
this.
Audience. I think it speaks volumes of him.
You guys hold the audience when I'm not around. Rob and I hold the audience when you're not around. It's fine. We have loyal supporters.
When I'm gone, there's a dip.
We mean there's lower listening?
Are you not huge, but
what about when I'm gone? Since you brought it up,
there's a dip.
There's a dip.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is so cruel to Rob. You're okay. You're pointing at his chair.
Empty chair.
We perhaps today we'll get an update, and then on
the
bonus show
the
tomorrow
is.
We can update. What's that?
Pony.
Pony boy.
Yeah.
That's right. I am
sure.
The favorite.
Yeah.
I
absolutely.
Am.
Yeah. Yeah. If you only knew. Yeah, hanging
favorite.
On with your fingernails.
He's the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The heartbeat of the show?
The pulse. The lifeblood.
Oh, my God. So, can we get back?
If I'm lying, I'm dying. We did look at the numbers. We're like, I wonder if there's a pop. And Pony's like, oh, he's a non-factor.
I did not say that.
Pony.
That is a terrible way
you
to
did.
Put it. I said that. There's a slight increase, but not as big as I expected. But I certainly did not say he's a non-factor.
I would not expect, I think people like to speculate, but it's not like not having Rob here would result in that. What results in a pop is when we're screaming at each other or somebody has a full meltdown on the show. Or, as Oscar said, right before we came in here. Or somebody has something embarrassing that
yes.
they want to share.
Yes.
Is this related to your
marital
to the deep
woes?
Dive we
oh,
were going to
no,
do on the marital?
No, no,
okay,
this
good.
Is,
so this
is the true
separate.
Mark of a moron. I'm a foreigner.
What did you do?
Yes. I'm a foreigner. And for the better part of the 43 years I've been on this God Green's Earth, if I can't even say that, Jesus Christ.
God's Green Earth.
God's Green Earth. El Dios. I've been saying in... like Flynn. In like Flynn.
Yeah?
It's in like Flint.
No, it's in
no,
like
it's
Flynn.
No, it's in like Flynn.
It's
oh,
in
I thought,
like Flynn.
Really?
Now you're, now, yeah. In like, it's resulting, it's a reference to Errol Flynn. Is it not, Pony? Where, and is it not a reference to sexual intercourse with Errol Flynn being a bit of a swordsman?
Well, that's more of a Rob question, I think, but I do know that it's in like Flynn.
Great, after all this. You know what? Okay.
He's the heart
of the
show.
In like Flynn is a reference to... Yeah, let me look it up.
I think it's in like Flint.
No, I don't think so. In like...
I didn't know it was a sexual reference. I thought it was more like the...
In like Flynn...
Okay.
There it is. Is a slang phrase meaning having quickly or easily achieved a goal... or gained access as a desire. There's an entire wiki page
for
about
3 days. I've been stomping around, embarrassed of the many times I've said in like Flynn.
All right. Boy, when you do a whole wiki thing, Barry Popick of the American Dialect Society and Natalie Grespica. What is that? I just want information.
Just information.
When do they... God, the internet is so overburdened. It's the same thing on YouTube when you get people that want to talk instead of just show clips.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, here we go. In later years, the rhyming phrase became associated with actor Errol Flynn, who had a reputation for womanizing, consumption of alcohol, and brawling. So there we go.
I was stopped in my tracks. I will not divulge the source, but now.
But who said in like Flint?
Well, I don't want to embarrass them because.
Well, you have to out the person that told you it's in like Flint.
No.
Because it's not. Was it Charlie?
No. I'll tell you off air. But for 30 minutes, I was mortified sitting here. I'm like, how many times have I said?
No, you are correct.
Thank you.
So whoever, can you text me? And I promise I won't out them.
Yes.
Can you text me who it is?
Yes.
Let me give that, let's see. Found an example from 1940 as well. Oh, they're saying going further than Errol Flynn.
Oh.
I don't know. No, it's Errol Flynn. That's what it's about.
But it's sexual?
And that's the expression. Well, because he was a womanizer.
I don't know these things.
All right, hold on. Phrase in like Flynn means that you've been quickly or emphatically successful, usually in a romantic context.
Mm.
Example, how was your date with Sue? Answer, I was in like Flynn.
I meant
that's
more like,
a little heavy duty.
I probably used in like Flynn, like getting into a bar or getting into a club.
In like Flynn would be, how did the meeting go? I was in like Flynn. They loved me.
Right?
That would be the way. But you're not banging the meeting. All right. I'm doing a...
You might.
Deeper dive here. It's all the internet is sometimes. Would you not agree, Pony? The internet can just be a ball of crap.
No, you made me feel better.
Totally,
Mike. I'm sorry. False alarm. It just was, and I explained. And then this is the thing. I told my brother.
Did
yesterday,
you text me who the person
I'm,
was?
I'm texting you right now as you speak. It's harder to text and do other things while
I know. That's why I'm talking, and you're going to send it over to me, and we're gonna get it. The saying in like Flynn, meaning an origin. Phrase.org, that's UK. Let me see, invoice quickly and or emphatically successful, usually in a sexual or romantic way.
Wasn't there an actor or a series, Flint, like a spy?
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with this phrase.
Correct.
This phrase is commonly said to be a reference to Errol Flynn, the Australian film actor. Flynn was famous for his romantic swashbuckler roles in Hollywood films. I know Errol Flynn because I've seen movies with him. He usually was Robin Hood back in the day, way back when.
Didn't know that.
His reputation as a hard-drinking, hell-raising ladies' man was apparently well-justified, although it has doubtless been enhanced by his delight in playing up to his image. Let's see. The word in... had been used with regard to success, good fortune, or sexual conquest for some years prior to the 1940s. Anyway, that's it. It goes on and on. But that's where it comes from. That's basically where it comes
Speaking
from.
Speaking of in like Flint sexually, have you seen the show Euphoria by chance?
Yeah. Okay.
Have you seen the show Euphoria?
No, but my niece, when we visited with them the other day, was raving about it and saying that it's a fantastic show.
It is. But... let me tell you, I had a pretty interesting high school, like junior and senior year. But when you look at this, if you had kids, you would be terrified of what may or may not be happening in high school.
I saw a trailer for it and it freaked me out. A lot of weed, a lot of promiscuous sex.
Yes, a lot of ding-dongs.
Really? A lot of ding-dongs?
My wife likes it. A lot of helmets.
Do you like it? Do you like the show?
Yeah, I love the show. But there's more frontal male nudity, which by the way, even Steven, you see women naked as well all the time in that show.
I don't approve of that.
But yesterday, as I was watching with my sister,
I think it should be all women who we see frontal nudity with. No men, thank you.
I was watching what was.
I'm just trying to be politically incorrect, right?
Thank
now.
You.
I
just no, women,
I
not men.
I hate it because I hate it for one reason. We can talk about male frontal nudity. It's always the only men that liberally show their schwanstuckers
yes.
On film are men that are fabulously well equipped. You know, I mean, let me tell you how. All right, if we're going to be honest here, let me tell you how.
All these guys were packing on the show. Just so you're right.
Well,
just,
of course, because why would you come on a movie? Yeah. You don't see that. You see it once in a blue moon. Yeah. I'll give you an example. Ones that I remember that are like a little guy. Big fat guy in Sideways, the wine movie, when he's chasing him down the street and you see his winger, his wiener going up and down. And he's not well endowed. There's a brave guy. Big fat guy, pendulated stomach, and he's chasing them down the street. I'll get you, man. Yeah. But I will say this, that my inadequacy and my paranoia over what other men are packing, I even watched the show Attica, the documentary, where they're all lined up. And I'm like, wow.
That's
wow.
different.
Wow. Just trying to take a little average.
That's, you know, a documentary. What I
mean? It's a documentary, but it was still real peni that I'm seeing there.
This is, I guess, Euphoria is a different. It's a different bag, and no pun intended.
How is the frontal nudity worked? Is it guys walking around the house naked after having sex?
No, it's the drug dealer walking into the kingpin, who, by the way, is the lady from Baskets.
I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm sorry. If you're a Baskets fan, now she's a drug kingpin. It's hilarious.
Okay,
but they basically have to strip. The people
to process the drugs.
No, they have to strip because they think they're wearing a wire.
Oh, okay. So everybody strips. In order to have a meeting with the drug dealer, they have to strip down completely.
Correct. So
okay.
You have
I'm interested.
Two dudes and two girls. The girl, one of the girls is already a heroin addict, so she's like naked. The other one is holding off. Zendaya is in it, by the way. And the other two dudes are like, okay, fine, they get naked. And then what you have,
and you see the whole thing.
You have a close up shot the whole time, and you're like, okay, that was, because I'm not thinking I'm gonna see ding dong, right? I'm just not.
You have a close up shot of their faces
getting naked, and then they go wide shot, and all this ding dong, boobs. I can't enjoy the boobs when I've got ding dong. That's a bad equation.
Get used to it. That's because like that's the equity.
What
of
is it? A negative and negative equal a positive.
Right.
All right. There's too much going on.
Did you ever hear the joke about the college co-ed?
No.
The college co-ed
is... this appropriate for 2022?
I don't know. It might not be. So there's a college co-ed. I have to tell this joke.
I probably not.
And sanitize
here we go.
A little bit. Here we go, Pony. You ready
for
this?
I'm writing the time down right now.
All right, here we go. So there's a college co-ed, and she's in a biology class. And this speaks to something I'll mention in a minute.
I don't know if this is.
They're in a biology class, and she is asked by the professor to go up and do a sketch of the male genitalia. And she walks up and she draws a fully large, fully ready at attention. And the professor looks at her and says, Tina, we want you to draw it the other way. Mm. And she looks at the professor and says, what other way?
Tina's a good egg.
How come you didn't laugh at that joke?
Because you told me this joke before.
All right. I know. I tell all my jokes. I repeat all my jokes. My point being, you cannot have that happen in a regular like HBO show.
I agree. Did we just lose Mike? I think we just lost Mike.
I think we did.
This is great. Are we still streaming? Hi, America.
Yes, we
are. Oscar Santana here. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
We're live. Good. Good to be back. All right. Sorry. All right. An atom bomb was just set off in the studio as I have a power strip, and I have multiple power strips. I have multiple outlets. There's so much electronics. There's so much. I don't want to sound like that. There are so many electronic.
Jeez, get a hold of yourself.
It's tough.
Embarrassing.
It's tough.
Well, you didn't strike him. You just told him, hey, I'm working
No, I'm doing the show in the middle of talking, and he's in his room. Suddenly, I look off to the side, and he's coming in and goes, shh,
shh. Yeah, he's creeping.
I'll be back. He's creeping a little bit. And I have a multi-pronged plug in the wall that's connected to power strips. There are multiple levels of outlets here, and he puts his charger in something he shouldn't be putting his charger in, goes over to get it out, and pulls the entire plug out of the wall, crushing this broadcast. I'm talking audio, video, all full the computers, everything.
Shut down.
Everything. Lighting. Dark. Yes. Everything is in that one area we have. It's going to be fixed when I move the F out of here, and I have a door with a freaking lock on it.
Yes. Nobody goes into the boom room.
What was I talking? I don't have any memory
of what
I was talking
about. We're in the middle of Ding Dong Talk.
Ding Dong Talk with the show Euphoria that you're watching here. What I was trying to make a joke about was the fact that, when you're talking about male frontal nudity, you are talking about just seeing the guy in a state of calmness, if you know what I mean. If it's anything other than that, you have a porno movie and you can't show it on
the
HBO.
The show is progressive. And if I may.
What does that mean?
I'm in the second episode of the second season.
You mean trailblazing? Is that what you mean by progressive?
No, I think it's progressive in the manner of they have no formula that used to be you can only see female nudity. They have probably more male nudity than female nudity.
I get it.
On the show. And it does not affect the story, which is fantastic.
Okay. All right.
There's a drunken rage. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's left such an impression on me, Mike, for lack of a better word. At the end of the second episode, I'm not spoiling anything. The father of one of the main characters, a good-looking dude, having some struggles of identity, is home hammered, gets back from like a night of just drinking heavily.
Is this a story about kids, like bad kids running around?
Yeah, and bad parents
doing drugs
and bad parents.
Okay, well, all right. Then I'm curious. Yeah. What does it say about me that you just sold me the show? Just that. So it's about F up kids and F up parents. Oh, I'm in. I can't. I'll watch that this afternoon. No, I can't. I'm going to be with the show Terminator.
This guy, this father, the actor, is in his foyer of this beautiful home, and he's taking a leak all over his foyer. And the wife comes down.
Because he's wasted.
Ding dong out. Just showing and on camera.
All right. To the point where it's real.
Oh, I saw it. I was eyeballing it. I was like, oh, that's impressive. My wife isn't saying anything.
Boy, that's progressive. This is not the word I would use.
My wife's like, I'm like, I know. Yes, it's impressive because she's quiet. Usually, she likes talking during shows. It's the worst. She's staring too. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's fine.
Can I ask you this? This is really dangerous.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It's HBO. Yeah. It's fine. So when he's doing what he's doing, even in that moment, it's so noticeable.
Oh, it's 4K. It's right in front of you.
And it's actually.
Well, because the.
But well, no, that's not the way. You're not getting my question.
The shot they have is the wife upstairs on an open foyer. Looking down, asking the husband what he's doing.
And he is so, how would you put it, packing?
Yes.
As you like to say, that you can tell that from even that shot.
Yes, and that's from afar away. It should be smaller. What if you're up close?
And Shannon is quiet.
Yes, I know what she's doing. She's processing. No problem.
This show, now I didn't hear any of this. I was half listening. The other day when we were meeting with my niece and their kids, she was saying it's a good show. You might like this show. Are you watching that? So this
show, she was coding to you because she's not going to talk to her mom about your sister about Euphoria.
But the fact is that between you now and hearing this just the other day, heard one other person talk about it. That's it. That's the buzz. That's what happens. Yeah. That's with these shows. This show is going to catch fire, I would assume.
It already has.
It's already super.
Yeah,
so I'm behind the curve a little bit, and I'm ready. I'm ready, okay? Because, this to me is a wonderful counterbalance to the Gilded Age. This is a wonderful little, you know what I mean? It just balances things out.
Yes.
And the gemstones are, I'm ready. The timing is perfect. And later on in the show, since we happen to be talking about TV and video and movies, I'm just off the erotic thriller with Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Where he was, where that one was the strangest thing I've ever seen. And then you, in your wonderful way, Oscar, you articulated Ben Affleck. The movie that I want to talk about is called Deep Water with Ana de Armas, who is absolutely strikingly beautiful. It is called an erotic thriller, and it's one of the weirdest movies I've seen. And it's, in a nutshell, I'm not ruining the movie when I say it's a husband and wife that have a very, very interesting relationship when it comes to marital relations. That's all I'll say. And then you told me about Ben Affleck, who probably looks at scripts based on who, and what sex scenes
and
he's going to be able
wouldn't.
To do with it.
It depends on where you are in life. But my words to Mike were, I don't know if Ben Affleck has the luxury of looking at scripts and saying, who do I want to get into some sort of close quarters with? And somehow bed in one way or another.
Gone Girl, for example, who was it? Emily Rakowski, right? She plays his love interest in that. This man makes the.
He's a dreamboat. Why not? You know.
But I think. Do you think there's a chance that he's looking
they
at these scripts?
They dated. They were co-stars. This is what you don't know.
Emily Rakowski dated Ben Affleck.
The movie you just saw.
D'Armas?
Yes, D'Armas. They dated for some time.
When? This is a 2022 movie. He's all taken up with J-Lo and all that.
2 years ago. It was supposed to be released in 21. And then
She's
pre-J-Lo. And the movie you saw was not the full movie. They cut out almost an hour of the movie and recut it. Because by the time it was supposed to be released, they had broken up. And J-Lo's now in the picture.
So Ben said, you got to cut these scenes out.
I don't think Ben said that. I think that a lot of what was supposed to be in the movie didn't make sense for anybody in the movie personally once it was.
Really?
And it was already a lost cause because this movie was supposed to come out at the beginning of the pandemic.
It's a weird film.
And you know,
I'm not going to pan it.
The director's cut would have given you. It would have given you some closure to the story arc. It's like they took pieces of the film and said, this is how we're going to end it. We filmed it. Here you go.
So it's a weird ending because they cut so much
out. It wasn't meant to be that. What you saw was not the full film. There's actually a movement.
Sure felt like it was chopped up.
There's a movement. Now that you know this, you can go back and be like, that was awkward. The story should be better.
The story should be much better, in my opinion.
There is a movement for...
By the way, the film, if you're going to watch it now, is called Deep Water.
Yes.
Hulu
now?
I think it's Hulu. You get a big commercial at the beginning, then you can watch the whole movie.
Correct. So, both Ben Affleck and... I'm sorry, the D'Armas were in a relationship, a very public relationship, in the middle of the pandemic.
What do I do about this stuff? That's fascinating.
Yeah, they broke up. He got back together with J-Lo. And by the way,
frontal from Ben.
No, unfortunately.
You're
still waiting for that.
Euphoria fans.
Could you imagine, and this is my take. This is not, this part is my take. If you're a studio executive and you've got a 10-picture deal or a 5-picture deal with Ben Affleck, and then you have to send D'Armas and Ben Affleck out on a press tour about a film where they were, you know, it's already sexual, but then they're now broken up. And now he's with one of the most famous international pop stars in the world. And she's, you know, doing her thing.
Right.
I don't think that adds up to like some solid press.
Well, and is it kind of like why the movie's under the radar? I just stumbled upon it on Hulu.
Yeah.
It wasn't really promoted. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I read it. I mean, I wrote it. Now I got to read it. They got to put it out.
He looks dreamy, too. He looks dreamy in the movie,
too.
Yeah,
he's great. And then
but it's a weird movie. It feels weird. And it's weirder, obviously, if they had some holes in the story. It doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense until the very, very end. And then you kind of get it.
Ham-handed.
Okay. All right.
Because they weren't going to send them out on a press tour sitting next to each other.
She is...
She's gorgeous.
An absolute... Yeah. But she's gorgeous in that... that kind of erotic way too.
Yeah.
She is just pure sex.
Yeah, take
on
my
screen.
My 401k way.
She is truly interesting. You learn something every
day. Here's my PIN
number. We have to take a break.
Ruin me,
Pony. God, wake up. Pony was thinking about it.
He was looking her up. You know you can't multitask.
The dong was covering up my soundboard.
Okay, very good. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with that right here. And lots more fun on the Michael O'Mara show. Whoa. The Armas.
Mrs. Z wants candy.
Shannon.
Thanks, Pete.
I like to snack.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bit-O-Money.
I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Best Fiends, ladies and gentlemen. March, as you know, is the cruelest month. My dad used to say that. Wrong. March is the perfect time for Best Fiends. Mm. Best Fiends is a mobile puzzle game that anyone can download and play, whether you have a few minutes or a few hours. Best Fiends is the perfect puzzle game to lose yourself in because you're having so much fun. The game features tons of cute characters that help you solve thousands of fun puzzles. The more you play, the more characters you collect, and the more you win. The more challenges you face, it's fantastic. New characters and challenging puzzles are added all the time, and there are tons of fun events where you can win huge in-game rewards. With thousands of levels, you literally can play as long as you want and never get bored. It's perfect. For example, if you're stuck in the hospital or recuperating at home.
That's the one note I did get from Rob. He's on level 347.
He just broke level 5,800. That boy's on fire. Yes, sirree. Here you go. Ready to love the month of March? Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. And
you know what I love about our show?
What? Today has been one of the most difficult days I've ever had.
Yeah, but what's great is that
my entire studio was blown up by my son.
Mike, if you don't laugh, you cry.
Yeah, I hit the music.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
There's a lady named Rosalie Kochi. I really hope that this is my last update on Bob Saget, because I'm a fan of Bob Saget's, but I'm curious because there was so little closure when he passed.
Yeah.
She works at the venue where Bob did his final show, and this is just new information. She says Bob told them that he was battling long COVID. And he admitted that he didn't feel great. This is after you said he was doing fine, you know, when we saw those reports.
Yes.
But he said he was ready to do the show. But he mentioned to her, and when you mention to somebody, especially at the venue, that you're not feeling well, that's usually a tell that you're really feeling a lot worse than you're letting.
Oh, yeah.
That's just what I wanted to say. Apparently, COVID was messing with his hearing. That seems to me that would affect equilibrium.
Balance.
And he was just getting over a sore throat. But Rosalie said, quote, he seemed okay. And it was really surprising the next day when she, you know, heard about this horrible news. I mean, he wasn't sweaty. He didn't miss a beat. He didn't stutter. His language wasn't drawn out. Nothing slurred. So she said he looked fine on stage. However, the way that he was sharing that information with everybody was problematic. So that's probably it. The coroner, the autopsy, everything
is
already
been done. The way the family came out, that's what made it hinky.
Yeah. Yeah, that they wanted to hide things and do that. It's just a horrible situation. I've spoken with people who have had COVID that were vaxxed and boosted. A lot of people talk about the fact that it took a long time to get over the lethargy, the fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is still an unknown virus as to what it really does to the body. Is it all going to be long-haul COVID where you have debilitating lung residual effects? I don't think so. Not for everybody. But it definitely can affect some people. And
different
we don't
ways.
Know how severe it is. So,
Matt, Pony Boy, what's your excuse?
My excuse, well, you know what? I haven't had long COVID. I've just had long, I don't know.
Depression?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mike Tyson must have nerves of steel, or maybe he's just super mellow from all that weed that he's involved with. Mike was watching a comedy show at a rooftop bar in Hollywood, California, when some moron came up and started chatting him up right in the middle of the comedy show. Not only was the guy disrupting the comedian's set and bothering everyone, but sources say he was challenging Mike to a fight.
Oh.
Weird. In the middle of the comedy show. Mike didn't take the bait. He pretty much just sat there. Then the host of the show got in the guy's face and told him to leave. The guy headed for the door, but then he pulled a gun and cocked it.
Oh,
in the middle
God.
Of a comedy show in Hollywood.
Jesus.
But then he put the gun away. This is so weird. And he yelled over to Mike that he was just kidding. And he had mad respect for him. This is the weirdest story. Mike called the guy back over and hugged him, which not many people would do to a guy who had just pulled a freaking gun. That's where the story ends. We don't hear about the guy. Is this like some sort of gangster or something that was doing this?
I have no idea. There is a level of hopelessness, but then there's a level of, especially in LA, especially in Hollywood, how can I film this so I can become a TikTok star? How can I make Mike Tyson fight me in a comedy club? Like, who the F knows? Contrived.
Weird.
I smell something.
Yeah, you never know. And you never know what's true and what's not in in that sense. This woman I had mad respect for, Madeline Albright. Full name, Madeline Jana Corbell Albright. She was the first female Secretary of State. And I think she was one of the best we ever had.
Lived around the corner from me, Mike.
Yeah, Madeline Albright in Georgetown.
Yeah.
And she was something else. And just today, the story is phenomenal. She arrived in the U.S., as a young girl, she came in from war-torn Czechoslovakia before becoming a political and feminist icon. She died Wednesday at 84. Her death from cancer was confirmed by her family in a statement that was posted on Twitter yesterday. She served as Secretary of State from 1997 to 2001 under President Bill Clinton. She pushed for NATO expansion eastward into the former Soviet bloc. How interesting is that she pushed for that? Let's see. She helped lead the NATO bombing campaign in 1999 to stop the ethnic cleansing in Kosovo. She previously served as Clinton's U.S. ambassador to the United Nations from 93 to 97. Albright told USA Today in 2020 that she had a trick to make sure that her position was made clear in a foreign policy arena that was dominated by men. This is what she would say. Quote, she says, "After too much of the small talk, I would say this. I have come a long way, so I must be frank. Then I really did make a point of what I needed to say." Mm. So she would mention the distance she had traveled.
Yes.
And I don't think, frankly, that I was rougher, tougher, or anything else than a man. I just think people were surprised to hear that language come from a woman. So when they're all doing, "Oh, that's right. Have you tried the salmon? Whatever."
Yes.
"I have come a long way, so please let me be frank."
Let's get to work.
She had a slug line
for
diplomatic negotiations, and I think she was one of the best in the business. I love
great sense of
to
humor.
Hear a great sense of humor, and she had great analysis of world events. So safe home to Madeline Albright. The Wall Street Journal says we are now tipping less, Oscar, than we were a year ago, partly because the pandemic is easing up and because inflation is up. So back in the day, when it would be rare to get out and about, we would lay down a big tip. But now we're not doing it as much. It's not a huge difference, but tips are starting to trend back down. Most restaurants haven't seen a huge dip yet. The average tip is still around 21% if you're sitting down to eat. But tips at coffee shops and cafes. Hey, if you go through the drive-thru at a coffee shop, are you supposed to tip?
No.
I don't tip at the Starbucks.
No, I don't.
When I'm in the drive-through window, I just put my scan up, and that's how I do it.
I mean, they give you an option, but
It says coffee shops and cafes tips are down 17% to 15%, and tips at hair salons have dropped 0.5 percentage point to under 25%.
You can put the tip in the app if you want. I have, but I'm not. If I'm, it's not something that's top of mind.
I tip very well when I get my haircut or my son's haircut.
Uber Eats, you know, whatever's coming to the house, I'll tip. I don't have a problem.
Now a little something, something. There's a 27-year-old Brazilian singer. This Brazilian singer goes by the name Poca.
Poca.
Short for her old stage name, MC Pocahontas. But she's in the news for a completely different reason. She posted a series of videos on social after she woke up at 5:30 a.m. the other day with severe stomach pains. It was so bad that she actually went to the emergency room. But it turns out she was only in pain because she refused to pass gas in front of her boyfriend.
Mm.
She said they haven't been dating long enough to be on farting terms
yet. She's a good egg.
So she'd been holding him in, and it caused a, quote, accumulation of trapped farts in her intestines. I don't think she's a medical doctor. She ended up deleting the videos after they went viral, maybe because her team decided that being full of farts could damage her sex appeal. You think? The good news is she's fine. She says she's letting them rip from now on. And she encouraged her 16 million followers to do the same. Poca. That's the name of the lady.
Don't do it, lady.
Letting Them Rip, by the way, is the first single from brand new artist Carla O'Mara. There you go. I'm sorry. Get it. Pony, please try to focus on the show.
I've got I'm sorry. I was writing down a time for something.
Yes, yes.
I apologize.
We need Dan O'Brien.
He can't do
it. Well, in fairness, he's doing two people's jobs.
So I know he is. Yeah, but please do it. We'll take a break and we will come back.
Do better.
Honest to God, Thursday. Why is it always Thursday? We'll be right f***ing back on the show. Write that down.
Tony Jurgensen, good to see you.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Hot dog.
Sonny was a great quarterback.
Accustomed to getting his way.
A man who probably had permanent damage done to his ass because of the amount of kissing for
it's
his
true.
Entire life.
Excuse me, Mr. Jurgensen. My name is Rob Spiewak, and he holds up his hand like Caesar. He says, I know who you are.
He waves to me, but he never takes the plum out of his mouth.
Getting kind of crowded in here, Jim. Getting kind of crowded.
Hot dog.
If there was a podcast Hall of Fame, the Mike O'Mara bonus show would be the first inductee. It's what keeps the daily TMOS episodes coming to your device every day. Order a bonus show subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back. Stunningly wonderful audio quality in that promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. In an anticipated move, the Fed has raised rates for the first time since December of 2018 in attempts to get the inflation under control. So what does that mean for you? While the days of ultra-low rates may be behind us, the days of saving money are right now. Consumer COVID debt is still at all-time highs, and with home equity, the highest it's been in 45 years, you can take cash out for any reason, and it may be tax-deductible. Do yourself a favor. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. The spring housing market has kicked off, and with limited inventory and droves of people coming off the sidelines, believe me when I say you want Cornerstone First in your corner. With their no-obligation rate quote and 100% satisfaction guarantee, why would you call anyone else? Call Cornerstone First Financial, the friends of TMOS listeners for a very long time. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. We finally now have a moment where we can talk to you, Oscar, about your home life. What did I write down here? Oscar's World Marriage Edition. I'm very, very excited about that. So you had mentioned the other day that you feel like it might be slipping away?
No, it's your world. The power dynamics. That's what it is.
Well, I mean, you know,
in my
I think,
marriage, I'm the captain.
Okay, I get it.
All right?
Right.
And that's when I married Shannon, I said, look, until you make more money than me, I'm always the captain. Like, that's just
not normal.
Not normal.
I should point out to you, that's really just, you're a big one for talking about all the protocols on the show.
Yes.
And what I can say and what I can't say.
Yes.
I have to share with you that your protocol that you just described is very much against the grain in today's modern world,
correct.
Oscar.
And, but I also said, if you make more money than me, then you're the captain. So it goes both ways. Like, whoever buys, flies.
Right. Well, I'm not going to go along with that because I'm looking at a woman whose business in my house is starting to take flight.
Mike, she's the captain because you need a pilot. You need a pilot. You need somebody there. in your life.
I'm talking about if I had the same philosophy that basically says, you make more money than me, you're going to be calling the shots. It's not the way. It should be 50-50, you know, Oscar.
Never mind. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm misspeaking. If I pay for everything, I'm the captain. If she pays for everything, she's the captain.
I don't think there has to be a captain, Oscar. That's what I'm talking about.
Without order, there is chaos, Mike.
You're antiquated.
I'm not antiquated.
Yes, you are.
This is not... Okay.
Marriage is a partnership.
Let me ask you something, Mike.
All right.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Does Carla pay for anything in the home outside of maybe some groceries?
We have a joint checking account. So we both pay for it.
Okay. We don't. I take care of everything.
Well, that's not right. You've been married. How many years you've been married now?
5 years.
You're 5 years into your marriage. It's supposed to be shared.
I pay for her insurance. I pay for everything.
I don't mind doing that.
But
you don't have
a
joint checking account.
No. That level of effort from old Fantana deserves a modicum of respect.
I don't know how someone who tells me almost on a daily basis, Mike, I'm not sure whether that's the right thing to say in this day and age, can have such an antiquated view of marriage. It's got to be more.
It doesn't have to be that way. Again, if she paid for everything, then she's the captain.
She works with you at Podville.
And if she paid for half of everything, we could have a 50-50 partnership.
Why don't you give her a raise at Podville?
She can pay for half of everything. She chooses not to because she likes her lot in life.
Well, does she go off and spend her own money on
whatever
that
she wants? Yes.
So you have two separate bank accounts.
Yes.
Have you ever discussed it with her as to why? Has she ever shown any interest in pooling the financial resources?
You can show interest, but you have to pool. You have to follow through with the interest.
Would you ever consider having a joint checking account and doing it that way?
Yes, we have a joint checking account. You know who actually put half of his bank account into that account? Fantana. Do you think she did it?
She did not.
She did not.
So does she have, are you aware of what she has in her account?
It's not my business. I know it's a lot.
You have no idea.
I know it's a lot? Yes. So when she flees one day, she'll have enough to go.
What the hell is going on?
I'm saying.
Is she, what?
So this is the power dynamics. That they've been the same since then. And look, in fairness, I love my wife, and you can tell we get along because we work together. And I'm her boss at work. And that power dynamic is fine. Just 3 days ago, when I talked to Mike, I said, we got to talk about the power dynamics in the Santana household. She says to me.
And a few months ago, you said, I have to think about the power dynamics in this show.
Yes, and I settled those. Again.
You do the same thing to everybody.
It's the leverage you have in life.
Financial intimidation.
That allows you to decide what calls you want to make. This is sheer capitalism.
Fine.
So, Shannon says, I feel like you're always bossing me around. And I said, what are you talking about? I don't boss. I was like, I'm scared to talk to you on the weekends about work because you get all crabby.
I'm not very much leaning towards Team Shannon.
Yeah, and then discussion. And she says, she goes, no, she's like, you're always saying like, and I said, Shannon, you think I'm bossing you around because I am your boss at work the majority of the day. And when I get home, which is when we get home around 8:30, 9 o'clock p.m., I'm just talking about work. So this veil of me being your boss, I'm not telling you to do things. I said,
so when you talk about work at home, when you're and primarily Podville, I take it, right? Except recently with the Mike O'Meara show.
No, she does a ton of free work for TMOS. She's done it for years.
And TMOS has had some issues lately with Rob being out. And so
no, even before then, and pull the curtain behind Pony, you know this is true. Pony and Rob couldn't handle certain aspects of the business side of the show, so she took them over for free.
That's very kind of
her. Yes, for years now.
You know that, Pony?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Glad you're good with that. Way to go! Way to go! Jesus Christ. Anyway, moving right along.
Yes,
when you discuss the work issue, a lot of that probably is due to Podville business,
right? But we're not
when you're at home?
It's not complaining. It's just making sure that
but when you speak to her about it,
yes, it's
do you
stuff.
Speak
it's
in stuff. Do you speak to her like you need to do this?
No,
you
I
need
say to do we
okay
we right. need to do this we need
feels
to do
like
this.
A partner.
Yes, exactly. We So this is fine. We're good. And you can look, America, write me your hate letters. Fine. If you know that you pay for nothing, and then the first time you pay for something, like a repair on a Volvo, you keep stomping around the house how much you paid for a repair on a Volvo. And
which she did.
Which
obviously.
She did this past week.
How much was the repair?
I don't know. Sub $500.
Okay.
All right. And You pay for the, so Fontana, the president, pays for the Volvo, pays the payment on the Volvo, pays for the insurance for both of us.
Well, hold on
Volvo.
A second.
Yes.
So she paid for a repair.
One repair.
But you make the car payments, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I pay the insurance on the car.
All right, I get it. Yeah.
She keeps bringing this up. And I said, what are you doing about this? Am I losing something? I was like, you paid, I didn't ask you, that's very sweet you did that, but.
Do you want to be reimbursed?
I don't know what was happening. I was like, are you holding this sub $500 repair like over my head that you're contributing to that? Like it was something strange was happening.
So she's bitching about the repair.
Yes.
And paying for it.
Yeah.
And she's letting you know this. Like when she was complaining about it, did you get the impression that she was complaining about it like she thought you should have paid for the repair?
No, that she actually had to come out of pocket for our life. For once, like it stung,
and she didn't like it.
Yeah, she didn't like it.
At least that was your impression.
My impression.
Would she agree with that if she was sitting?
Probably
here right
not.
Now?
I think she just didn't realize her audience, and her audience was the wrong audience for that type of complaint. Because I'm paying for everything else, and that's the one time I missed pulling out my wallet and giving her my card to pay for it. Yes,
I remember this Oscar from years ago. Because I don't know if you're aware. I'm on my third marriage.
Yes.
I think one of the number one things couples argue about is money.
I'm not arguing about it. I'm happy.
Well, you're obviously talking about it. Now, it disturbed you to hear her complaining about paying for a car repair.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So how does that relate to the whole, Oscar and
when we
Shannon
first got
situation?
Married, the power dynamics were, I guess, is this something, and every marriage is a recalibration, right? To really say, hey.
Tony, do you know what he's talking about yet?
I don't, but I do think that it's a very, very dangerous.
How is this dangerous?
Because it's already a very difficult position to be in when you are like your wife's manager at work. Like it's hard enough being like partners.
I think
at
it's
work.
Harder for the person that has the power.
I think it's
because
if the person no, it's harder for the person that doesn't have the power. If the person that has the power says he has the power,
well, this is Mike.
Another good point.
If you don't have the confidence to lead, then I don't know what to tell you. You know,
I have the confidence to lead. I've been leading my whole life.
Correct.
I know how to do that. You know, I mean,
but I don't make it messy. She gets away with murder,
right?
You know, she's.
What do you mean? Now, right there, that statement right there. She gets away with murder. What are you talking about?
I'm saying that. When it's your family or your wife, there are certain aspects of, you know, just funny quirks that no one else would ever do to their.
Well, that's a good tease.
You know what I mean?
Thank you for two segments today. I appreciate that. We have to continue because I have no answers yet on what the hell is going on with this. And we're going to find out more because I'm going to ask more pointed questions. And I know a lot of you in the audience are right now ripping your hair out, just like I might want to be. But really, more for myself.
Some people are probably like, man, I wish I had that set up.
We'll be right back on the Michael Berry Show.
KTMOS Country, driving you loco on the Cattle Drive to Work Show. Good morning, America. It's me, Chuck Wagon, on Spiewak County's Best Country, playing the country hits while you're spraying your stinky pits. Have you ever thought about being a KTMOS talking head? Well, have you? Well, partner, it's easy to do. Just drop us a note at rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's, doodah. Tell us why you'd be a great talking head, and be sure to include your phone number, and don't forget your name. Oh, what's my name? Fuck you, that's my name. Here's Buck Owens. You don't know me, but you don't like me.
I still like that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Coinbase. Cryptocurrency might feel like a super secret club, but Coinbase believes that everyone, everywhere, should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or just getting started, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. Plus, they support the most popular digital currencies on the market, and they make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. So if you are looking to diversify or just getting started, visit the website just like I did and check it out. It is a great time to start, and that's why I started with Coinbase. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin when they sign up today at coinbase.com/TMOS. That's coinbase.com/TMOS for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TMOS. And thank you, Coinbase, for sponsoring our show.
Thank you.
We're trying to understand the...
I've heard people that are getting the power dynamic of
the Oscar Santana, Shannon Santana.
For those of you getting divorced, you can't hide your money in crypto. They'll find it. Just a heads up. But it is a decent investment.
See, when we're talking about your relationship and you mention, you say something like that. If your poor wife hears that, she would feel concerned.
No, there's no concern. She's on the
foundation is solid. The foundation is solid.
The financial foundation is solid.
Poor, long-suffering
and
Shannon,
for those...
No, not at all.
For those of you not in the know, this dynamic was set even when we were dating. I said, Shannon, as long as I can do what I can, I will take care of your want for nothing.
Oh, that's kind.
Yes.
I'm going to make you happy.
Yeah, correct.
You'll want for nothing.
Yes.
That's the good stuff. What's not the good stuff is I'm the president... I am the one in charge.
You'll be happy.
I am the power broker, right, Pony? Yeah, these are all things that sound a little off to me.
Yeah, but it's like you'll be happy if you obey me.
That's kind of what I'm getting
from. Yeah, but the level of obey...
As he sips his Godfather coffee over there.
The level of obey is not... It's not your
obedience.
Listen, as long as you do what you're supposed to do. As long as you do what you're supposed to do, everything's going to be fine.
It's not... It's really built around, you know, it's being grateful and grateful within the manner of thank you.
All right, here we go.
Know how to read the room.
This is an exercise. We're going to do an exercise now since I'm not getting any headway with you. I'm only going to make it three things you do. This is going to be the easy part for you. Three things you do for Shannon on a weekly, yearly, monthly basis. Three things that you bring to the table.
Okay. Well, the top of mind, right? We've got an avalanche of taxes coming our way.
Okay.
And she has a ton of taxes for her
bill
for her paycheck, right? Just like everybody does. You get taxes,
right? Right.
I pay for her tax debt.
Okay.
On her salary.
Okay. All right. Do you file jointly?
Yes.
Okay.
But she's not like, hey, here's my part.
It is really, though. If you file jointly, it is. What's the second thing you bring to the table? Did you think he was going to get that detailed, Pony?
No. This is...
It is tax season.
Top of mind.
What's the second thing that you bring to the table? What do you do for her?
Me?
Yes.
If there's a repair, I take care of it.
Okay. Number three. What's the third thing?
When she's hungry, I feed her.
None of these, these are all things that you would do for a child. None of this is romantic.
All right, here's the hard part. No. What are in your opinion, the three things? They don't have to be priorities, just three things she does for you.
She's kind to my parents. Means the world
to me. She takes care of your mom and
dad.
Your mom.
She's very kind.
Okay, that's a biggie.
That's a huge deal. Big deal.
That's better than anything you just mentioned. All right, so what's the second thing?
She will fold my laundry and put it away.
That's a wonderful detail.
Not always.
That's a wonderful detail.
Most of the time.
And what's the third thing?
She'll do my dry cleaning. It's great.
Okay, that's, sure see, that's that that's done. Big.
So make sure
that's
that I'm wonderful. Ready for the day. Yes.
My point is, it's a partnership.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to make here. So what is the problem? What is the
problem?
The
problem
right
is that I don't feel comfortable with the stomping around of my mom
complaining
this,
about the Volvo repair.
It's like my mom this past weekend, they finally got their kitchen redone, but she's bitching and moaning in her own mom way about how many times they had to eat out and how expensive it is. Right.
Okay.
And meanwhile, her kids just bought her like $100,000 kitchen. Like we all pitched in to buy them a kitchen. Right.
So she is not showing the proper amount of appreciation for life when things are being done for her.
Correct.
And you feel that perhaps there's a
some
little of
people
that.
Some might have been spoiled.
Okay, you think that there's a little bit of yes. that with Shannon as well when she complains about the repair.
The Volvo repair.
Let's see there. Pony, we got there, didn't we?
We did.
Finally eventually. Got there.
I'm asking you, how do I correct that without the
you
heavy
don't
hand
correct
of the law?
That. You don't. People are occasionally, how do you think I felt this morning, all right? I have a woman who has been in this house with me where I do the show at 9 a.m. every morning, and she says, oh, by the way, can you take the dogs out? I said, it's a minute before 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do my job. I thought you went on the air at 9:30. I would hope that there would be more engagement yes. during that. Then I have a son who, this is not a workspace. This is his playroom yes. now, and yeah. he comes in and kicks the wall outlet. We all... Here's a great quote. It's not involving marriage. It's involving children. But it was a friend of mine, or maybe I heard it on TV. I don't know. Someone said to me at one point, I heard this quote. I don't want to have children. And somebody said, well, why is that? And the person said, I don't think I'm ready for that much ingratitude. Isn't that a great line? And it's true. There's true. Let me explain, because it is similar in marriage as well. This is my advice that I offer you.
Yes.
All right. When you entered into matrimonial bliss,
yes.
when you walk down that aisle, it is correct. No longer hers and mine. It is no longer I do and she should appreciate. It is two people as one. You're both rowing the boat. No matter what she
That's,
does
I mean,
financially, you're both rowing the boat.
Mike.
Right?
The pandemic changed a lot of power dynamics because Shannon and I became closer.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were both rowing in that boat.
That's
coming out of the pandemic.
Yes.
I just think some things might have been forgotten, you know.
So it was better during the pandemic.
And technically it was better pre-pandemic for everybody because
I have not heard, in my opinion, Oscar, a significant complaint from you other than complaining about a Volvo repair bill.
Yeah, which I wasn't complaining about. She was.
No, she was. I understand that, but that's all I'm hearing, and I'm not hearing that she's doing anything wrong.
But it's as my mom says, it's a slippery slope, and once the plant starts growing sideways, you got to put a stick in it.
Did she say slop? Did you say slippery slop?
Slope.
Slope.
Yes.
It's slope.
Yes.
It's a slippery. This is my favorite. Of all the week working with them, I'm having my best time now. A slippery slope. No, it's a slippery slope.
My mom's
like
wrong.
Like a slope. Hold
correct.
On. When you're going downhill
yes.
and you're slipping, it's a slope. Like a ski slope.
Oh, not slop
that's what
like
it
a
is.
Mess.
In like slope.
In like slope. It's a slippery slope. I haven't heard anything that she's not doing it. So she's complaining. When she's complaining about that Volvo
yes.
bill, she's complaining about you guys having to pay. For that vote, because you're both, she paid for it. It's both of your, you know, what, I don't know. You think
it's not, though. It's not ours. It's hers.
It's her money.
Yes. Because it's not in a joint account.
But you say you don't know how much money she has.
Oh, she has plenty.
But how do you know that if you don't know
what like
she
has?
It's
like an Amazon trail of boxes every time I go home. That's all it is.
And you resent that to it.
Well, I'm just like, hey, I thought we were like trying to save money to buy a house one day or build a kitchen.
That's a slippery slop.
Yes,
that
it is.
Really
can
is.
Be.
That is a
you gotta clean up that slop.
What would be something she could do right now that would make the hardest man to please in the world happy?
Oh,
what
sure
do you
he
think
does.
It is?
Mike, look, this is stuff that I wouldn't publicly talk about unless I thought there's men out there that needed to hear this. Then they needed this message to say, I feel
you're not giving us solutions, though. You're just mentioning problems.
Well, just know your audience. Like, I don't want to hear about a Volvo bill. Like, I'm taking care of everything else. We're okay. Like, we're going to
So, in other words,
all
with all the financial burdens that you have taken on.
Yes.
Although they are, that is to be expected in a marriage.
Yes. The man provides.
Yes. And with your, have a joint account that you manage and you pay the bills out of. And then she's got her own separate account that she paid the Volvo bill.
But the joint account is my money.
But not really. Technically, that's not true, though. If God forbid something, and I speak with a tremendous, hear me out.
Yes.
When I say I speak with a tremendous amount of experience here, the joint account for you is exactly that. If a Splitsville happened overnight, that's her money. Half of that is her money, and half of that is your money.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
But only one person's contributing to it.
Doesn't matter. Still, it's both your money. That's the way. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's the truth.
I have to reevaluate what's happening.
I mean, that's the whole point. Is it's a joint account between two people.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
exactly.
If only one person's providing that joint account,
that doesn't matter.
No, no. If it was, just your name on that account, you'd be in like Flint. That's it. But until then, it's a slippery slop. We have to take a break. And
Blew my mind.
Oh, boy. I've caused some trouble now, Pony. We'll have to hear about it tomorrow. That's fascinating. Yeah. And Shannon, God bless you real good. Really. Hang in there with him.
She wants for nothing, Mike. She's happy.
Good for one glad. We'll take a break. Come back with Soundtown.
And now, Tales of Aviation History with TMOS P1 listener, Captain Joel Rogers.
Well, folks, from the flight deck, this is Captain Joel Rogers. On behalf of all 61 members of your Frankfurt-based flight crew, it's been a pleasure having the 36 of you on board our transatlantic flight today. We've begun our initial descent into the New York area where the weather is scattered clouds and isolated thunderstorms. As a reminder, instead of duty-free shopping on your arrival, why not visit the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center for all your in-flight needs? Target and Walmart have everything for your comfort and onboard snacking. Visit MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner to place an order. Because of the headwinds extending our flight time to 77 hours, the local time is 7:25 p.m. on May 6th, 1937. Let me be the first to welcome you to Manchester Township, New Jersey. We know you have a choice in rigid airship travel, and we thank you for flying the Hindenburg.
Wow, I love the way he delivers that. Well done, one of my favorites. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The first thing you need to know is that Catalina Crunch's cereal is delicious. The dark chocolate, the cinnamon toast, both great, amazing really, because it's zero sugar, keto friendly, and low carb. Most zero sugar food doesn't taste delicious, but Catalina Crunch really nailed this. Plus, it packs a whopping 11 grams of plant-based protein and 9 grams of fiber per serving. Taste for yourself why over 10,000 customers, including me, rate Catalina Crunch 5 stars. They've got 8 delicious flavors to choose from. I've got the cinnamon crunch in my pantry right now. You're going to love them all. Gluten-free, grain-free, non-GMO, only real clean ingredients, nothing artificial. See why Catalina Crunch cereal is the fastest growing cereal brand in America. Just go to catalinacrunch.com/TMOS for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. That's catalinacrunch.com/TMOS. Not sure which flavor to start with? Try a variety pack. Mr. Scholarship winner. And check out their delicious cookies and snack mixes while you're at it. Again, that's catalinacrunch.com/TMOS for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. Great. Let's throw in a phone call. Let's throw in a phone call as well. That's a great idea.
Maybe it's
Thank
Carla.
You very much. I don't know if it is or not. Doesn't really matter at this particular time. It's Soundtown. Sorry about that.
What's that sound?
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Soundtown.
This is Soundtown, and we start today with a very, very interesting call that tells me that we're fine as a country. We're going to do great because people are smarter than ever. That's right. Use law enforcement in America to complain when somebody unfortunately shorts you on your Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Please dispatch.
Yes, I'm at KFC.
Okay.
And I came here earlier and I bought some chicken. for $25.99, which should have been 8 pieces. I only have 4 pieces of chicken in here, and the manager gonna say he packed the bag, but I only got 4 pieces of chicken, and I want my chicken.
Okay, that's going to be more of a civil matter. You'd have to take it up with management and then maybe someone above him. There's not much the police can do about it.
So you can't help me get my chicken?
I mean, I could send someone over to talk to you.
To talk to me? They should be talking to them. They see people out there fooling.
Yes, well, America, we're just getting smarter. That's sad. But anyway.
That's a man that could use a joint account.
Is it a man or a woman? It sounded like it might be a woman.
No, it's fluid. It's Mike. Gender is fluid.
I think it's a lady. I throw this in there because I'm not interested at all, but I know we have a lot of listeners that are, and that's Star Wars. Everybody loves Star Wars in the audience.
May the 4th around the corner.
It's very, very exciting. Apparently, in the first trilogy, Luke Skywalker asks a total of 118 questions in his dialogue. He's a question asker. That's the way this works. Some people got excited about that. They melted down, I think, the first Star Wars and put all of Luke's dialogue in there, which includes a lot of questions.
What about that one?
You know of the rebellion against the Empire? Have you been in many battles?
Were you on a Star Cruiser?
What's this?
Who is she?
Wait a minute, where'd she go?
Do you know what he's talking about?
What if this Obi-Wan comes looking for?
You knew my father?
What are you doing hiding back there?
You fought in the Clone Wars?
How am I ever going to explain this?
10,000?
Why didn't you outrun him? I thought you said this thing was fast. What's that flashing?
Are you all right? You mean he controls your actions?
You don't believe in the Force, do you?
Huh?
A lot of questions from Luke Skywalker. You kind of like that, too.
I like it because it's the art of a storytelling, right?
Well, like
Well, sure. If you watch a movie, you wonder how you get to the next plot line. He's setting them up.
Well, you know, that's fine. And well, then fine. That's the way I look at that. Hey, you know, I'm putting this together. All right. Here's something. I want your impression of this. A librarian is talking about the fact that they're finding rubber duckies at the library, I think on a daily basis. And for some reason, this might only be me. I felt a little creepy at the end of this, but these are being left everywhere, and I think they're enjoying it, but well, judge for yourself.
My para was putting away books, and we just found a random duck. At first, they were easy to find, and then they got harder and harder, and they started to multiply. It's easily over 200 ducks. We have superhero ducks. We have Disney ducks. We have Minecraft ducks. We have ducks that have themes for holidays. We have animal ducks. It's every day.
All right, I hear that, and she's got a nice, cute little voice, and she's talking about, I think, perhaps the plot of Saw 7, that the other shoe's going to drop, and there's a creepy dude leaving ducks around there, you know?
Maybe this is why you're a creative genius. That's how the plot twist would work.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. He's got a full-fledged duck bodysuit and a duck head. What's in his hand? Oh, my God.
And there's just years of this going on, and nobody knew what was going on. They thought it was just some cute gag.
It's just a little scary to me. Things scare me. That's just, I'm a child of the 60s and 70s. I watched a lot of movies and a lot of shows. We see them down here in Southwest Florida. You see them everywhere. And these are the Amazon Prime drivers, the little gray vans that are hauling ass all over the city. And we've talked about Bezos and his new body and his mega yacht and his new squeeze and all that. And I find the whole thing hinky. And time again, you hear about working conditions at Amazon.
Yeah.
This is a driver, an Amazon delivery driver, and he is giving the specifics out to somebody who's interested about what you're supposed to do and how it's really supposed to work. So this is behind the scenes. Let's listen to what it takes when you're going to be an Amazon Prime driver.
One, they tell you that you could walk and deliver the packages, but no, you actually got to run, because if you're trying to do 25 stops per hour, you're going to have to run. Two, they say you can take breaks during the day. You get 2 breaks and a lunch, but they don't tell you if you do take your breaks and your lunch, you will not get done in time. Three, there's some vans with no AC. Luckily, I have a van today that has AC. Some vans don't have AC, and in the summertime, it's in Arizona, it's like 101, 110 degrees, and you be dying. I don't want to see you dying, so I'm just giving you guys tips.
That's a guy. That's an Amazon driver talking about how it really is. And you know what? I think you light them up occasionally when you see these people. Because I was thinking about that just the other day, especially during the holiday season. You were shaking your head like maybe you're not buying it.
You don't have to work there, dude.
There he is, the capitalist.
Well, some people do.
Santana.
No, yeah. there's so many jobs available. We can't find enough people.
You're on the side of Bezos in this particular argument?
In this job environment right now, where people are overpaying for talent, which I think is great, he doesn't have to work at Amazon. He can work anywhere.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's complaining as much as he's just telling them.
Pro tip, this place sucks.
He's complaining about his Volvo repair.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. No, I get it. I think, but haven't we heard for a long time, when you have one of these public trust massive companies, treat your employees fairly.
I get that. But if you go to a company and they say, these are our core values, and I ask you not, this one of their core values at Amazon, I have a friend that works there.
Okay.
Corporate.
Of course, he works in corporate. You wouldn't be a delivery truck driver.
We are cheap. They are cheap. It's one of their core values.
Okay, I get it. I understand that.
You know what you're getting into.
Rob and I talk about the fact that we give James Corden a really, really hard time on this show, and I didn't think that I would be playing a clip from James Corden, but I am all in with where James Corden goes during this little discussion. And it's about Peeps. We're getting close to Easter.
Oh, yeah.
And we always have 50
different... My wife loves Peeps. I go out, something nice to do, I go and buy her Peeps when they're in season.
You know what? James Corden might disagree with you.
No.
Going out and buying her Peeps. Let's listen to this. This is finally our last little clip today.
Easter is coming up, and this year Peeps is allowing you to customize your own flavor of the marshmallow candy. It's true. The chicks can be cut... When are Peeps going to... off.
Terrible.
I'm done with this. Who does anyone here in the studio like Peeps? No one on earth. How do they do this? How is this a thing still?
Love it.
I love that.
I hate Peeps.
I hate Peeps too. They always get this ridiculous amount of press coverage at the end of the year. So that's the first time I've bonded with Corden. I don't like the songs in the car or whatever the hell that is. But carpool karaoke. Thank you. Anyhow, we got to get out of here. Oscar, very revealing.
Thank you.
Nothing's changed.
Same drum beat.
Two full breaks of speaking to you about your marriage, and I still don't know a thing. Yeah. That's what makes it better. But we did find out Slippery Slop, which makes you... I love you, man. That's all I can say. It's fantastic. We'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow. So please, if you haven't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe to our bonus content. That keeps this little engine chugging along, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Spiewak, feel better. For Rob and Oscar, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Got to go talk to my son.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap. You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
Sayonara, sucker! Wow.